And good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live. This is your local program. This is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, your general manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. You can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com, or of course, on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. Join us on our Facebook page at GRN South and Central TX so you can follow everything that we're doing. Want to thank everyone tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and of course, right here in San Antonio. We're grateful that you have decided to spend this hour joining us and getting caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. Now, on this program, as you know, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, ministries, and of course, events that are going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and parts of the Diocese of Austin. Today's program is going to be super exciting. I'm calling this my summer camp episode because we've got two segments. My first one is going to be with Katsy Joyner and Braden Joyner, her daughter. They are part of Camp Agape over at, it's Camp Agape, a children's grief recovery camp. You're going to want to learn all about Camp Agape. I'm sure Katsy is excited to share so much information regarding camp registration. It is coming up quickly. So as you hear this segment, you're going to want to, you know, register if you can or volunteer. So I can't wait to talk to Katsy about that. And my second segment, the Salesian sisters are coming into the studio. Excuse me. They should be on their way right now. I'm going to welcome Sister Mota and Sister Sydney to the program. As you know, they are, I don't want to call them stars, but they've got their own program called Joyful Habits. But we're going to talk about, you know, their upcoming St. John Bosco summer camp. And we're going to talk about the Provincial House, some things that are coming up. They've got a Feast of Mary Help of Christians coming up this Sunday. So it's going to be exciting. I am looking forward to these discussions, and it's going to be incredible. I think it's going to be incredible. So hopefully, you continue tuning in. We thank you for tuning in. And before we begin these conversations, we always begin in prayer. And remember that as we pray, ask the Lord to make his will known to you and for the grace to accomplish his will in loving obedience. Want to continue praying for Archbishop Gustavo, the Archdiocese of San Antonio, Bishop Gary Onick, Bishop Arturo Cepeda, retired Bishop Michael Boulette, and of course, all of our priests, our deacons, seminarians, our nuns, our sisters who are going to be coming in, two of them, and all of our religious, of course, pray for our country. And, let's throw this in there. Let's pray for our San Antonio Spurs, too. They start game one of the Western Conference series, so we want to pray for them as well. And, you know, I've had some people ask me to revisit this prayer that I prayed on one of our programs. It's the prayer to take authority. So let's go ahead and start with that, okay? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I take authority and I bind all powers and forces in the air, in the ground, in the water, in the underground, in the netherworld, in nature, and in fire. You are the Lord over the entire universe, and I give you the glory for your creation. In your name, I bind all demonic forces that have come against us and our families, and I seal all of us in the protection of your precious blood that was shed for us on the cross. Mary, our mother, we seek your protection and intercession with the Sacred Heart of Jesus for us and our families, and surround us with your mantle of love to discourage the enemy. Saint Michael and our guardian angels, come defend us and our families in the battle against all the evil ones that roam the earth. In the name of Jesus, I bind and command all the powers and forces of evil to depart right now away from us, our homes, and our lands. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are a faithful and compassionate God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So just like that, I love that prayer to take authority. I've had many ask me to revisit that prayer, and I've sent that out, but it's a beautiful prayer. Want to also pray for all those who are graduating. As I peruse the social media platforms, I see a lot of graduation pictures. And want to congratulate everyone out there. My niece Kristen is graduating tomorrow from Texas A&M San Antonio. My son just graduated last week or week before from Chicago Loyola. So whoever you have that's graduating, let's say a prayer for them and, you know, for their future as well. Also want to let you know of things that are coming up, all right? So we've got Saturday, May 23rd. That's coming up this Saturday. Archbishop Gustavo and the Archdiocese of San Antonio are inviting everyone to attend the diaconate ordination of Moses Castro and, Eric Gerardo Cruz and Arturo Naranjo at 10 a.m. at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church, located at 9883 Marbach Road. That's going to be this Saturday, May 23rd. You don't want to miss that. And I believe I can give you a time as well. I've got it right here. Saturday, May 23rd at 10 a.m. The Diaconate Ordination of Moses Castro, Eric Gerardo Cruz, and Arturo Naranjo. Okay, that's going to be very exciting. Secondly is on Sunday, May 24th, the Salesian Sisters, located over at 6019 Buena Vista Street, are having the Feast of Mary Help of Christians, okay? They're going to have a feast day. That is the feast day, and they are going to have a 4:30 p.m. rosary on May 24th, Sunday, followed by a 5 p.m. mass. So don't want to miss out on that. We'll talk more about that in the second segment. And lastly is Summer Share-a-thon. It is right around the corner. It's 3 weeks away. It's June 8th through the 12th. Our theme is Consecrated to the Sacred Heart. That's a beautiful theme. I can't wait. That's going to be an exciting share-a-thon. And during that time, during the 8th through the 12th, you can call in your one-time or monthly pledge of support. So looking forward to Summer Share-a-thon. Like I said, it is right around the corner. So I mentioned, that in my intro that Katsy Joyner and Braden Joyner joined me in the studio. This was last week. It's a pre-record, but I want you guys to all, listen up closely because this is our summer camp episode, and Camp Agape is a children's grief recovery camp. And I hope you enjoy this interview that I've done with her. And, I'm going to cue that up right now. But I thank everybody for listening. And, let me go ahead and get that started now so that we can listen in on all about Camp Agape.
Agape Grief Recovery is excited to share Camp Agape, a unique bereavement ministry summer camp program for children ages 7 to 12 who've lost a parent or sibling. Our free faith-based grief camp for children will be held June 1st through 4th at Morgan's Camp in San Antonio. Sign up your camper by May 20th at www.campagapetexas.org. Camp Agape, a healing place for hurting hearts. www.campagapetexas.org.
And hello, everyone. I'm so happy to have Katsy Joyner and Braden Joyner here in the studio here at the Guadalupe Radio Network. And welcome to In His Vineyard, Katsy. I'm so glad you're here for what we're calling our camp episode, our camp in His Vineyard. So welcome, Katsy.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Braden, welcome.
Hello.
Now, Katsy, if you can, let's start off with, why you're here. We're going to talk all about Camp Agape and the beautifulness of the camp. And give us a little bit of history about yourself so our listeners get to know who you are and a little bit about Camp Agape.
Well, Kim Turk is our founder. She lives in the Bernie area. And 26 years ago, in the year 2000, she actually had this just idea, this impression from God that she needed to be supporting children who are in grief specifically. She wasn't really sure what that looked like or how it was going to work.
Right.
But she started with prayer mostly, and then gathered a few faithful believers that would support her. And they started doing a few days, a weekend, and then they had a couple more kids and a couple more kids. And that has turned into several different programs that run, several therapeutic resources that are available online and to actual organizations all over the country.
Wow.
Yes, therapeutic resources, and we do some local programs as well. And this is our 26th year of serving families in grief.
That is awesome. Now, when you say families in grief, let's explain to our listeners what Camp Agape is about, because it's not your regular run-of-the-mill kind of summer camp, right?
No, sir. No, we are a faith-based organization, unapologetically. While we are not denominational related, we're not Methodist or Baptist or Presbyterian,
right.
We take any believers to come in and volunteer with us as long as they will agree to our statement of faith.
Yeah.
And we don't require that the campers be faith-based. We'll take any kind of camper from any kind of loss, as long as it's an immediate family loss, a parent or a sibling, and they are ages 7 to 12. Now, camp runs for a four-day week. Our volunteers would arrive on the Sunday, and the campers will arrive on Monday, and everyone leaves Thursday midday. But yeah, so it is a grief therapy camp. So we'll do all the regular camp things. We're going to swim. We're going to have a rock wall and a zip line and all kinds of fun, you know, to run them physically, you know.
Yeah.
Get outside, get some fresh air, a lot of sun, swimming, s'mores, songs, all the silly camp stuff. But we'll also have about 15 hours of therapeutic activity during those 4 days of camp, including equine therapy. We actually have a group that sponsors bringing in a stocked fish tank.
Oh, that's so cool.
And these children get to fish, some of them for the very first time. They'll bait a hook and cast, and they starve these fish. So I don't know how long it's been since they've eaten, but I'll tell you, last year the record, one boy caught 10 fish in the time allotted.
My goodness.
Yeah, so we integrate a lot of outdoor activities as well as some arts and crafts activities, all the while learning how to identify their emotions that they're feeling because of this immediate family loss, and also communicate those emotions in a real way, a relevant way. We are unique in the fact that we are 1-to-1 ratio.
Oh, wow.
So every camper that comes and goes through these therapeutic activities has an over 18-year-old counselor buddy who walks with them hand in hand through each of these activities every day.
And, you know, I want to mention, Braden, I haven't forgot about you. We're going to talk to you, too. But what I want to mention is, you know, you mentioned when you walked in the studio, God brought us together for a reason, right? This is for campers, for boys and girls age 7 to 12 who have experienced a loss of a parent, of, you know, a tragic loss. Yeah. And so the volunteers are so important. And so what you're trying to do today is you're reaching out to see if you can maybe have some volunteers call you who can get qualified. I mean, tell us about that process.
Yes, specifically the need right now is for just a handful of men to step up. It is harder to fill the role of the male counselors because so many men are, you know, employed full time. I do have a lot of women. We would love to talk to whoever is interested in joining us. We have oftentimes school counselors, church workers, some Sunday school teachers, a lot of grandmas who just love to love on you know, children who are hurting. But we do specifically have a few spots that we do need to fill with men who are faith-filled, strong believers who don't mind standing in the gap with a young one who's hurting. It's hands and feet of Jesus. We follow the biblical mandate of serving widows and orphans. So if that sounds like something that's interesting to any of your listeners who fit that demographic and can take that week off and be available to sleep over, camp is actually located right down the road. It's in Stone Oak at Morgan's Camp.
Right here.
It's right here, So it's very convenient. You don't have to drive an hour or two up into the hill country to serve.
Part of Bill Hartman's Morgan's Wonderland,
Wonderland is, off Worsbach Parkway. But this camp was built right before COVID and sat empty for a little while.
Oh, wow.
So it's a beautiful facility, and we are one of their partners. We are so thrilled to have access to the facility, lots of room and space, yeah. and just a great team of people there that help us at Morgan's Camp. But yes, if anyone is interested in serving either this year or next year and would like to reach out, you know, they can ask any questions that they might have, and we'd love to get them on board. We have a few days, just a few days. Camp is the first week of June.
I know.
So if campers are coming, you know, we need to get them processed really quickly. We have probably about 48 hours to get the last few in, whether they be counselors or campers, and then we're locked. You know, we have a deadline. But camp is June 1st through 4th. The volunteers would arrive on Sunday, the 31st, but the campers would be there for the 4 days of the 1st through the 4th.
Now, if there are men out there, you know, who are thinking about this, they're listening right there, and they're like, God, I could do that. There is a vetting process.
There is.
Next year, we're going to have you in here in April.
Yes.
So that we
or
have,
March.
Or March, yeah. Well, we're going to get well ahead of this. We just met.
Yes.
So, you know, I love having you on this In His Vineyard episode because it's about camps. Mm-hmm. And this is a very special camp. But the vetting process, as I mentioned, you know, if you're a man out there and you're interested in helping out, because it's one-to-one ratio. Mm-hmm. And so men are needed. And if you're out there listening, who do they contact? How do they get their name in the process so that you can bring them in and talk to them?
Mm-hmm. Well, they can call. Our number is 830-385-8916. They can also visit Camp Agape, Texas, TEXAS.org. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Camp Agape and Camp Agape, Texas. They can message us there and I'll send them the link to enroll. They can message on the website. They can text that number. I'll text them back the link to enroll. And even if it doesn't work out for this season, we would love to have that conversation and begin those connections because we provide all of our programs to families at no cost. And it does require a lot of volunteers to make it happen at no cost for those families. So we're constantly, you know, a lot of returning veteran volunteers will come, and then we have new people that come, and every year it's different. It's just an amazing, rewarding experience to see what God puts together every single year with campers and counselors.
And Katsy, you're the volunteer coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So when they call, you know, reaching out to men right now, but tell me about this one-on-one, because how many campers do you have right now, and what is the immediate need for volunteers?
Male. Well, we have a few spots open for campers, so we do have a few openings if they wanted to jump in very quickly. We could probably, you know, get a few more campers in. But our max camp at Morgan's Camp would be 48 children.
Okay.
If we have too much of a waiting list and, you know, we have a lot of numbers of children that are interested in coming, we might consider adding a second week. Yeah. But it is just the 1 week of camp. Although in the fall, we do offer a family retreat for all ages, and they could be 5, 6, 7 and up. Because we only go to age 12, we oftentimes will refer to other organizations in the Texas area that have teenage camps for those who've had loss. And so we have a lot of, you know, relationships in the Texas area, and we'll be passing them on to make sure that they don't feel like there's nothing there for them.
Yeah.
But we do have other programs. We have a Footprints program, which is we call it an after school program, but it actually runs usually in a church for 1 hour a week for 8 weeks. And we have a couple of counselors that will come. It's not one to one like camp is, but it's maybe one helper for every three kids.
Sure.
And it's a nice, if you're familiar with Grief Share, lots of people are familiar with Stephen's ministry or Grief Share church ministries for those who've had loss. It's similar, but it's very child oriented. Lots of arts and crafts, hands on therapeutic activities. Our Memory Lane game is a therapy game that we have produced. That's a standalone product. It's available on the website specifically for children who have suffered grief. It's kind of like Candyland. They get to roll the dice and move the people around the board.
Yeah,
so it doesn't really feel like therapy. They don't even realize that they're doing something that's benefiting them, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually when they identify those emotions and they communicate them out loud. So it kind of gets the ball rolling. But our Memory Lane game is one of the few actual activities that is exactly the same in each of our programs. We'll do it at the summer camp, and we'll do it at the family retreat, and we'll have it available at the Footprints programs.
Well, what I want to do now is I want to bring Brayden in, who is your daughter.
She is.
And she came in today, and I'm so glad, Brayden, you came in, because you're going to give us a perspective of a younger person through the lenses, your eyes. What do you see out of Camp Agape? What do you love about the camp?
So it's actually really interesting, as I never went as a camper. I thankfully have not ever experienced a loss of a loved one.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
From kind of a behind-the-scenes perspective, I'm a high school helper, so I go in and I, like, set up things and then take things down. So we kind of, like, not hover, but, like, are in the background and get to see everything going on. And so it's really interesting when kids come in the first day. There's two different types of kids. There's a kid that, like, yes, I'm coming, it's a summer camp, let's go. And then there's another kid who's like,
I don't want to be here.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go back home. Like, I don't want to do any of this.
Yeah.
And then it's really interesting to see the super hyped up kids really get into, like, the, like, we have a candlelight ceremony, which is remembering your loved one. And a lot of times those super, super hyper kids who are always willing to do anything, they're kind of like, you can really see the emotion come out, and they realize that this is like, oh, this isn't just like swimming in the pool and playing games. It's like, this is for real. Like, this is for me. This is for whoever I lost. And then the kid who came in and was like, I don't want to be here, I don't want to do any of this. You find that when they walk with their buddy, they open up, and they really, that's what I love about the one-on-one thing, is you can really like blossom in, I have lost someone, but I don't need that to be my personality.
Right.
Like, I can do fun things. I can go swim. I can go rock climb, and I don't have to be like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm sad.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to see those like perspectives.
Do you sign?
No, I just use my hands a lot.
You were signing, but you know, I love that, the way you explained that, because yeah, you know, the thing about it is they're there for a reason, right? God put them there for a reason to, you know, be there with other kids who have gone through the same traumatic experience, right?
Yep.
And so you describing, you know, the two different types of kids that come in, now describe when they leave. What do they look like?
Oh, most of the time completely different from when they came.
I knew it.
there was a camper two summers ago, I think. He came in all, like I was saying, like he was one of those like sad campers, like, I don't want to be here, I want to go back home, I want to be with my parents.
Yeah.
And his buddy really, like, it was kind of a struggle, and he didn't want to be with his buddy, and he was like, just leave me alone, like, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
And so his buddy was really struggling with that. But by the end of the week, they were like best friends. Like,
that's
couldn't
awesome.
Separate them. Like,
yeah.
Parents were like, hey, can we get your number? Like, this is the closest he's ever been to anyone before.
Amazing.
And so he really, like, really opened up and was like, I think the last day we opened up mealtime prayers to campers and be like, hey, if anybody wants to pray over our meal, you can. And he went up and prayed, and he was like, this is the best summer ever. I couldn't ask for a better buddy, which was like complete 180 from what he was saying when he first came in, like the first 2 days. So,
and age 7 to 12, Katsy, I'm going to come back to you, because, you know, what y'all do, you know, when I heard about Camp Agape, I lit up like, oh my gosh, it's so refreshing to know that there is an outlet. Because, you know, when you see on the news, you see, you know, mom and dad were killed, and they're survived by their three children, and your heart just sinks. Like, what is going to happen to those kids? And so I know you've seen a lot. You've been there as a volunteer for many years.
Mm-hmm.
What has touched you the most about doing what you do?
Well, really quickly, a story. My husband's camper a few years ago was a murder-suicide.
Oh.
So you can imagine this kid, you know, he's missing his mom and he's missing his dad.
Yeah.
But he's also really angry with his dad for taking his mom. And so you want to, you know, you talk about, like she said, they kind of slowly let those walls down throughout the days of camp, and they open up. It's like a peeling an, like an onion.
Yeah.
The layers just kind of come off. So he's angry. He's dealing with the sadness, the grief, confusion, questioning, the anger. Like, he's got all of it. It's just a big old ball of emotion.
Sure.
And so, you know, we have a lot of specific scheduled time where we run, and then we do a therapeutic activity, and then we have feet on bunk. They don't always sleep, you know, but sometimes they'll take a nap. But my husband said, you know, it wasn't until the last day that his camper finally opened up and said, you know, I know my dad killed my mom.
Oh.
And he said, I forgive him.
Oh, that is huge.
And that was a huge step for this, like, 10-year-old little boy.
Yeah.
So he was listening, you know, he was participating, and you never really know how much is getting in for them. And so that was, I wasn't there for that, but my husband told me.
What a moment. I forgive my dad.
Yes. And that's huge for like a 10-year-old kid. Some adults have difficulty processing grief, and they deal with a lot of a blame or, you know, anger and lack of forgiveness, whether it's themselves or someone else. Many of these children will, they acquire the blame. They feel guilty. They have shame. They carry, you know, if they had a crossword the morning that mom or dad dropped them off at school, and then they had a car accident and they never saw them again, maybe they argued in the car or talked back to them that morning.
They're carrying that.
They feel responsible.
Yeah.
Whether it's realistic or accurate or not, it doesn't matter. The weight of that emotion still bears heavily on their shoulders.
Sure.
And keeps them from really engaging in a healthy way in their everyday life. And so what we try to do is give them those, number one, they're not alone. Other people have gone through this. Here's some other people who have gone through this. And God is always there for you.
That's right.
We are here to tell you that we are here for you. And that they don't have to hold it all in, that they need to understand what it is they're feeling and know that it's normal, and that they share with someone. They find their support system, that they can actually express how they're feeling in a regular way. We go over journaling. We do some arts and crafts activities where they can have a special place for the memories of their loved one.
Sure.
We talk about how their body presents their grief in unique ways. They begin to identify the things that happen to them: headaches, heart palpitations, sweaty palms, upset stomachs, sleepless nights.
Yeah.
That they understand that is normal and it is related to my grief.
Sure.
It is part of my body processing my grief, and they don't have to think that they're broken and there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
So we try to give them those healthy coping skills that they can start moving forward in their grief journey. And we know that it works, because right before COVID, 12 of my buddy counselors were prior campers, and they returned to give back to another little one who was hurting the way they were hurting, because someone gave to them. And so every year we're so excited to see which counselors will come, which helpers will come as a result of being campers themselves.
They come back.
They do.
Because they want to help, you know, the way they were helped.
Yes.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Now, if you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Katsy Joyner and her daughter, Braden Joyner, who's a volunteer as well, a teenage volunteer.
Yes, sir.
And they volunteer over at Camp Agape. And you can find information on Camp Agape at www.campagapetexas.org. Now, they're putting a call out today. They need male volunteers who are going to be vetted. And want to make sure that, you know, you get the right people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Katsy is the person to talk to. Katsy Joyner, I'd like you to call her. And it's a short timeline, because registration ends, when is it, May 20th?
That's the absolute deadline. We'd love to have it done by the 19th. That way, I have to do background checks. I have to get references back. They have to fill out some forms, some, you know, information forms.
Right.
But yes, we only have about a day or two to finalize campers or a few good men.
A few good men. And they're in need. So the other thing I want to give is your number to call.
830-385-8916.
Say it one more time.
830-385-8916.
Katsy Joyner, thank you so much. Best to all of you at Camp Agape. I know it's going to be, Braden, you're going to have a good time again. And I know that those kids that are going out there, that will be out there, are going to enjoy hanging around you and hanging around Katsy and all the volunteers over there. So thank you for coming on In His Vineyard. And I promise, Katsy, next year we'll get you in March, April, so that we have plenty of time. I know we're pressed on timelines, but I love this. And CampAgapeTexas.org is where you need to go. Or you can email Katsy at Katsy, K-A-T-S-Y, at CampAgapeTexas.org.
Mm-hmm. I and hope it's you're spelled out T-E-X-A-S.
T-E-X-A-S. Mm-hmm. That's right. Good point. Yeah. I hope your email box is full. I hope your voicemail is full because this is so important. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for helping us build this connection. We're excited to build on it and grow on it and come back and visit you again.
You got it. Listeners, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Boldness of Truth is hosting its Summer Catholic Family Conference June 5th through the 7th. The Catholic Culture Revival 3.0 will be held at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Round Rock, Texas. Conference speakers include Father Chad Ripperger, Kyle Clement, Jennifer Baugh, and Jesse Romero. There will also be a Saturday youth track and family-friendly activities. There's even a comedy show with Catholic convert Shane Smith. Conference registration and hotel information can be found on their website, fullnessoftruth.org. That's fullnessoftruth.org.
I grew up in Catholic school. I went to church every Sunday, but I still find myself with so many questions about the faith. If this sounds like you too, join me, Bailey Garland, on The Quest, a pilgrimage of faith, and let's journey together navigating different topics that we encounter as Catholics with trusted priests to guide us along the way. I invite you to call into our show with your questions and we can learn together. You can listen to The Quest live on the radio or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app weekdays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Is your marriage struggling? No matter how bad things seem, no marriage is hopeless. RetroVi changes lives. RetroVi is a highly successful Christian peer ministry that helps couples heal and renew their marriages. The next program in San Antonio begins June 12th. For more information or to register, visit helpourmarriage.org or call 210-919-4516.
And welcome back, everyone. You are listening to In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, General Manager and your host. What an exciting interview that was. Katsy and Braden Joyner. What a great interview. I loved having them in the studio talking about Camp Agape. It was exciting. And as you know, as you just heard, they're looking for volunteers. They need a few good men. And the timeline is really short, but want to give you that information again in case you missed it or you were driving. You could call Katsy if you'd like to volunteer or if you'd like to, if you have someone that would like to go to camp. Her number is 830-385-8916. I'm going to say it again. 830-385-8916, or you can send her an email at Katsy, and that's K-A-T-S-Y, at CampAgapeTexas.org, and Texas is spelled out. That's Katsy, K-A-T-S-Y, at CampAgapeTexas.org. And prayers to everyone over there. And Katsy and Braden, thank you for coming in. Really enjoyed talking about Camp Agape. And like I promised her at the end, we're going to have her earlier next year so that we have plenty of time to talk about Camp Agape. And so now I want to focus on our second segment because I have two of my favorite sisters in the whole wide world, Sister Mota and Sister Sydney. They are here in studio. I'm going to put the camera on them because I don't want to put it on me anymore. So, sisters, welcome. Welcome to the program. We're going to talk about, you know, the Provincial House, the Salesian Sisters. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Gordy.
Y'all look fantastic. And, you know, it's been so exciting here lately. The Salesian Sisters have gotten so much press because of the San Antonio Spurs. Y'all are big Spurs fans over there.
Go Spurs, go.
We have a number of our, especially our older sisters, who have been longtime Spurs fans.
Oh.
And so they keep up to date with those scores, and they pray for the Spurs and really hope that they do their best.
Yes, and tonight's game one of the Western Conference Finals, and we're playing Oklahoma.
It's going to be a tough one, but I think we could do it.
Yeah, two there, two here, one here, and then one back there. So we got to wrap it up in five. I hope so, but it's so exciting at the Provincial House, the Salesian Sisters. Y'all have so much going on, and I love when you come on and talk about it. You know, I follow y'all in, as you know, you've got your series out there of Joyful Habits on Catholic TV. I love watching and tuning into that, seeing all the episodes. And so what I want to talk about, we've got some things here that we want to make sure our listeners are aware of, right? Because over at the Provincial House, this Sunday, you've got the Feast of Mary, Help of Christians.
Yes.
And so, Sister Mota, you were talking about it. Now,
yes, now technically this year, the feast day is moved to the 25th because Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. But we're going to have a little vigil celebration where we'll recite the rosary before Mass, and then the Mass will be the Mass of Pentecost. The following day, liturgically, will be our Feast of Mary, Help of Christians. But it's much easier to bring everybody in on Sunday, so we're doing that. So Sunday, 4:30 at our Provincial House, we'll have the rosary, followed by Mass at 5 p.m. So we encourage people to come. We'd love to have you there with us. Whether you know Salesian Sisters or Mary, Help of Christians, or it's your first time, we'd love to have you there.
Our real name is Daughters of Mary, Help of Christians. When St. John Bosco founded us, he wanted us to be a living monument of gratitude to Mary for everything she had done in his life. So May 24th is one of our biggest feast days. Every 24th of the month, we remember our Blessed Mother in a special way. But this is the real deal. May 24th is her feast day, and we want to be able to celebrate with everyone.
Absolutely. And so if someone's interested in going, there's room for, 100 people?
About 100, 125, and we could always make room for more.
And let's give that address, because I think that's important so they know where to go.
So it's 6019 Buena Vista Street, San Antonio, 78237.
Buena Vista Street, I love it. And if you've never been to the Provincial House, it is truly a incredible place. Mm-hmm. And there's so many, how many sisters are living in the house right now?
We're about 34 sisters who live there. It's our retirement community, so we have a lot of our elderly sisters who live there. Yeah. We're able to have our sisters stay with us until the end of their life, which is a huge blessing.
Right. And, you know, y'all came on today because we're going to talk about summer camp at St. John Bosco, right?
Yes.
And this is our camp edition. But, you know, as I was doing my research, which I normally do before the show, I did notice that Sister Maria Troncati was the second Salesian sister to be canonized.
Correct.
Okay. And then I said, who was the first? And y'all said,
St. Mary Mozzarella.
St. Mary Mozzarella.
Yeah, so she was our co-foundress for the Daughters of Mary, Help of Christians. And her feast day was just last week on May 13th.
Oh, cool. So we got to I said, we got to mention both of them because they could be listening. Now, tell our listeners a little bit about the Salesian Sisters, because you're not just here across street from St. John Bosco. You're in multiple places and you've got houses in different cities, states.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we are the largest women's congregation in the world. So 10,500 sisters worldwide. And our mission is particularly for young people. So for the glory of God and salvation of souls, especially for young people and women at risk. So in the United States, in our Western province, we serve in Texas. So we have a few communities in San Antonio, at our Provincial House, St. John Bosco, and at St. James. And then we're also in Austin and Laredo. Besides that, we're in California, so Southern California, Northern California, Colorado, Oregon, and Louisiana in the Western states.
Wow.
So, yes.
And I know we're going to mention the camps out there in California, because we were just saying, if you know, if it's too hot here and you want to go to California, especially SoCal, it's so nice. It's,
yeah, and this one's in Northern Cal, going like middle Northern California near Santa Cruz, and it's an all-girls residential camp. So if any of the parents out there have a daughter you'd like to send to camp, it's a wonderful camp to send your girls to. There's daily mass, daily rosary, activities like you would find at a camp, but it's all run by the sisters and young youth and young adults who help us collaborate in the mission. So it's kind of like having a week-long girls' slumber party with mass and the rosary every day.
So if there's young girls out there discerning the sisterhood, I mean, this would be a great camp to go to.
Yes, so any of our summer camps would be a great place to come and help for any young adults or women in high school who are interested in religious life. We actually do a week-long summer discernment program, both here in San Antonio at our summer camp at St. John Bosco, and then at the camp we have in Northern California. So unfortunately, not unfortunately, it's a blessing. Our discernment program for San Antonio is actually full. We already have 10 women who have registered. So that's a big blessing. Yeah. But if there's more that want to come, we can look to accommodate somehow, some way. We don't want to turn a young woman away if she's interested in discerning with us. But the one in California definitely still has space. And it's a great way just to be able to spend a week of living with us, with the sisters, but not just eating with us, praying with us. It's actually being in mission with us.
Yeah.
And so it's a really great way to discern, to see who we are, what we do, and to do it side by side with us. The summer camp we have here in San Antonio at St. John Bosco School, the discernment program is the week of July 5th, but the one in California will be the week of July 12th.
Okay.
And that information is on our website by the Summer Discernment Program. And then the summer camp itself at St. John Bosco lasts 3 weeks this year. It'll start on June 22nd and end on July 10th. So it's 3 weeks of summer camp here. It's a full day, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., with lots of different activities as far as games, sports, music, cooking, arts and crafts, field trips, going to the swimming pool.
Nice.
It's a beautiful way to spend the summer with us. So that starts June 22nd at St. John Bosco School here in San Antonio.
And, you know, if they go into SalesianSistersWest.org, you hit on the camps button, and it gives you all the camp information. But for San Antonio, since we're south and central Texas, this is for boys and girls, right?
Correct.
Ages 5 to 14. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they can sign up for 1 week of camp or all 3 weeks. So it's really up to the parents what they would like for their children.
So for one child, it's $150 per week. For two children, $225 per week. Three children, $300 per week. And four children, $375 per week.
Correct.
Those are reasonable
That's
rates.
That's very reasonable. And again, Sister Cindy was saying, goes from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So to have your kids there all day with the sisters, they'll be in a good spot.
I know these rates are reasonable because when my Stevie was here and he'd go to tennis camp,
That was expensive. $1,800
a week.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and we only had one. We said, Stevie, $1,800 a week. Of course, you know, his aunts and uncles would help out and grandma and grandpa. So, you know, but if you have a boy or girl age 5 to 14, it's all being held at St. John Bosco, right?
Yes.
And that's going to be week one, June 22nd through June 26th. Week two, June 29th through July 2nd. And week three is July 6th through July 10th, all at St. John Bosco. So if anybody has any questions, they can always call this number on here, 210-432-8011. And they can get all the information they need. Or it says you can go to, you can email sjbsalesiancamp@gmail.com. Lots of information. So are y'all going to be involved? I'm sure both of y'all are going to be there, right?
She will be.
Sister Cindy will be there.
Yes, I'll be there that last week of camp, July 5th at St. John Bosco.
Yeah, yeah. And both of y'all are former basketball players?
Yes. Correct. Well, high school level. Not
high school
collegiate.
Level. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, when the kids want to put it on the court, y'all are in. Y'all are in just like our Spurs.
Yeah. It's not to be too proud, but not until the boys get to really be 7th or 8th grade is there any competition. They finally start to get a little bit bigger. And they can outrun me up and down the court. Sister Bernadette's a lot faster. And
I can outrun them.
Yeah.
I'm just not that tall.
Were you point guard?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Sister Sydney?
Post guard. Yes.
So point and post. Oh, y'all are a threat. That's a double threat right there. So it's summer camp time. And I'll tell you, St. John Bosco, tell me about the environment there because they have a beautiful gym. I've been there. And a beautiful campus.
Yeah. So we start every day in that gym. Great space to be able to have the kids just run around, free play. And then we always start with programming, with some songs, with dance, with prayer. And then they'll go to different stations throughout the day. So we have the arts and crafts station, the STEM station, a cooking station, sports.
Yeah.
So that takes up a good part of the day. And in the afternoon, a few days a week, we'll go to the swimming pool. They get like 2 hours to be at the pool.
Ooh, nice.
And then once a week, there's a field trip. So there's different field trips we go to in the city. I'm not sure what the sisters have planned for this year's field trips, but in the past, we've gone to the zoo. They're going to go to the Duzim, I know, is one of them this year.
Oh, the Duzim. I love that.
Yeah. So at least one field trip a week, 2 days of swimming, and lots of fun activities. Then always the ending day, we invite all the parents to join us to have a closing mass and also talent show. So all the kids prepare a little act to perform for the parents when they come on Fridays.
That's going to be fun. So if you have kids ages, 5 to 14, and you want to keep them occupied, keep them busy, St. John Bosco and the Salesian, the Provincial House are right across the street from each other.
Yes. Correct. Yep.
Y'all are right there. Lots of support. It's a safe place to be, and it's a great
and
place.
And you can take your kids there all day. So I know there's a lot of great church-based programs out there, but most of them are just like a 9 to 12. With this one, drop them off in the morning and pick them up late in the afternoon.
I wish y'all were around when I was growing up, because I grew up by St. Mary's University, which is probably a mile and a half from y'all, St. John Bosco.
Yes.
I would have walked over there to do this. I would have, or rode my bike, because I was right there, right behind St. Mary's University. And, you know, that whole area, there's tons of kids in there, you know, so I'm sure hopefully if mom and dad are listening right now, that they do take you up on this. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great time. So week one, June 22nd through the 26th. Week two, June 29th through July 2nd. And week three, July 6th through July 10th. Now, I don't want to run out of time here, but I want to talk about August. Coming up in August, World Youth Day, and the pilgrimage that y'all are putting together.
Yeah, so this will be August of 2027, but the registration is now.
Yes.
So you have to register by the end of June in order to get in to have your spot reserved. And for World Youth Day, if you have never been to one and you are a young adult, I would really encourage you to go. Or if you're a parent of a young adult, encourage your kids to go. It's a life-changing experience. I've had the blessing of going to 4 World Youth Days, 2 before convent and 2 after convent.
Oh,
as a sister.
Yeah.
And so, again, it's mind-blowing to be there with the Universal Church with so many young adults.
Yeah.
The first time I went to one, I really didn't know what I was going to. I knew a little bit, but I was just my mind was totally expanded to the universality and the beauty of our faith. And I was able to be at the first one that I went to in 2001 with John Paul II. And
St. Pope John Paul.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
And then I would really attribute the beginning of the planting of the seed of vocation because of that, being there. And I was in adoration where I just felt the Holy Spirit. And
it changed your life.
It really did. Like, I was involved in campus ministry before, but being there, I had a pretty big conversion that drew me even deeper into the faith and realized that though my life was good, I needed to let go of some stuff and make some adjustments. And I just had a deeper desire for a more profound relationship with Christ. And it was because of having participated in that first World Youth Day that I went to.
Yeah. And you got to see a future saint.
Oh, yes.
And meet. Now, is Pope Leo going to be there? Or
yes,
he's always there.
Yeah.
The Pope is always there. There's an opening ceremony. There's events that happen a whole week ahead of time.
Yeah.
But then that week of World Youth Day is a good 5 days. And so the Holy Father is always there at the opening ceremonies. And then the Friday of that week at the Stations of the Cross. And the Saturday night, there's a prayer vigil with adoration and everyone who's present. So Portugal, just 3 years ago, there was about 1.5 million of us out in the field that night.
Right.
And you sleep outside in the field.
Yeah. Just last night. The other day.
Just Saturday night. Yeah. You make a pilgrimage to wherever that spot is. Holy Father goes home and sleeps somewhere. But we all stay in the field sleeping.
Wow.
And then he comes back in the morning to celebrate the closing mass that last Sunday. So there's, 1, 2, 3, 4 main events with the Holy Father when he comes to speak to all of us.
That's
really
the
beautiful
pilgrimage of a lifetime.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's really geared towards young adults. So even though they call it World Youth Day, in the English language, it doesn't translate well. So it really should be called World Young Adult Day or World Young Adult Week is what it is. And so it's for those 18 to 39. But if you're younger, you can still come with an adult as your adult chaperone. Or if you're older, you could still come if you'd like to be present among the young adults.
And on EWTN and the Guadalupe Radio Network, you know, we broadcast the Mass and we make sure that we carry that over all of our stations. And it's so wonderful to see it, both visually on online, EWTN, and to hear it, you know, on Guadalupe Radio. It is just the place to be during that time frame. So that's going to be in 2027. But as you mentioned, Sister Mota, you got to register now.
Yes.
And so let's talk about the cost. You know, how do you register? How do you pay for it? Yes, all that good stuff.
If you go to our website, again, SalesianSistersWest.org, on there it has all the information as to how to register. And so we're partnering with another organization called Verso Ministries. So on our website, it has the information for registration. It links you to that website for registration. The land only cost is $2,850, I believe.
$2,845.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Plus flight.
And then plus your flight. Yes. Yeah. So all of that includes all the things that you would need for that week. But then in addition to that cost, it's also the flight cost.
And I forgot to mention this. It's going to be in Seoul.
Yes. Korea.
Korea.
Yes. We're going to Korea.
Oh, my God. Goodness. So World Youth Day 2027, we want you to join the Salesian Sisters. And again, I'm going to give them your site because that's where you go to register. Salesian, and that's A-S-A-L-E-S-I-A-N, Salesian Sisters West.org. Salesian Sisters West.org. I'm in there right now. All you got to do is go into, you know, events or what's going on. And it is going to be in Seoul, Korea. But as you mentioned, Sister Moto, you got to register now.
Yes. So end of June is where the registration cuts off. After that, there's no guarantee. So we really encourage people to register now to guarantee your spot. And then you'd give a $500 deposit at registration. And then they break up the other registration payments thereafter throughout the year. So you don't have to pay it all at once.
And you're when you're part of your group, y'all stick together the whole time?
Yeah. So we'll be at the hotel together and we'll be at the different festivities together as well.
Wow, that's going to be something
else. And
there'll
be a local guide with us as well as somebody from the organization to help us along the way.
Yeah, because when you go on a pilgrimage or a World Youth Day, it helps to have somebody who knows the landscape. You know, really does.
And then one day during that week, there's always a Salesian gathering. So a gathering of young people from all over the world who are part of our Salesian youth movement. In Portugal, there are about 8,000 young people from all over the world who came together. And so we have an event with our rector major, who's the head of the Salesian family. Our mother general is there. And it's just high energy, fun, but also prayerful. Always adoration and a prayer moment with everybody who's there. But it's just really neat to be united as a Salesian family from all over the world.
Yeah.
It's like a mini World Youth Day within the World Youth Day where you get to interact with people from, like Sister Cindy was saying, throughout the world.
Right.
Because at all the other gatherings, you're more so with your group. But at this one, you get to be with and mingle with people from everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I want to cover something else. Is, you know, we may have a young lady out there discerning sisterhood, right? And so let's say they are. And they're like, wow, I'm listening to Sister Mota and Sister Sydney. This is cool. They're talking about some cool stuff that they do. If they are discerning out there, who do they call? Who's that first call to?
That's me.
Sister Sydney.
Yes. There's an inquiry form on our website. And so when they fill that out, I'll receive an email. And then I email them back and just set up a time to be able to talk. I always ask them, would you prefer a phone call or a Zoom call? I don't want them to feel like pressured, you know, if they feel nervous being on a Zoom call. I always prefer a Zoom call because to see somebody and kind of pick up more on just who they are.
Right.
But that's fine if they just want to do a phone call. But on our website, there's an inquiry forum. Also has the vocations email, so just vocations@SalesianSistersWest.org. And we have certain dates where we always invite young people to come for different retreat experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're also very flexible. And if they can't make it to those dates, we work with them to find another time to visit, especially if they're local. It's so easy. We always invite women, come join us for evening prayer at 5 p.m., stay for supper at 6 and recreation. They're welcome pretty much any night of the week to come and pray and have supper with us.
Yeah. And you know, it's so important, our religious, right? Whether it's priests, deacons, seminary, I mean, sisters, because it's the future of our church. It's the future, and we need to have more young adults answer that call. And so it's so important. Like you said, we just ordained three priests. We're going to have a diaconate ordination for three more. And then so that in a year from now, we're going to ordain them as priests. But we also need sisters, nuns, right?
Yes.
It's so important. And that's why I wanted to mention that, you know, if I'm a young lady out there or, you know, if I'm a mom or dad that's listening right now and they're like, oh, my daughter, she's just she has that pull. You know, God's pulling on her heart. That's why it's so important that we get that information out there, because the Salesian Sisters are an incredible organization.
Yes. Yeah, and especially for the parents and grandparents listening, do encourage your kids and pray for your kids. And also not only your own kids, but other young people that you know.
Right.
So if there's somebody at church that you know that would make a great priest or religious, encourage them and pray for them. Because sometimes you're the person that they need in their life who's going to give them that push to really ask God, God, what do you want from me?
That's right. Now, I want to close this up with, you know, talking about, you know, we mentioned the camp and the date. So if they have any, if you have any questions, of course, they can always call the provincial house, or let me give this number out, 210-432-8011. I want to get that out there because somebody may be listening saying, who do we call? Who can we call? And so that's the number on the website.
Okay, that's the number for St. John Bosco Camp.
Yeah, St. John Bosco Camp.
For St. John Bosco Camp, that's the number that you would call. For all other inquiries, you can call our Mission Advancement Office. So that'd be
Let me see if I have Mission Advancement
It's
number.
On their website.
I got it. 431-4999.
There you go. That's it.
That's for any other questions, but yes. For the camp, that's
for the
a
camp
separate.
Specifically, call that number that Gordy said.
Yeah, and if you want to go to the Feast of Mary Help of Christians this Sunday, of course, you're going to feed up to 100?
Yes.
Up to 100, and that starts at 4:30 p.m. with a rosary and a 5 p.m. Mass. And that's all going to be at the Provincial House. So
correct.
We're going to invite everybody. Y'all have so much going on, and we got a minute. Anything else you want to cover?
Go Spurs, go.
Oh, I knew we were going to end with Go Spurs, go. Yes, indeed. Sister Mota, Sister Sydney, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Gordy.
Thank you.
Always wonderful to have both of you here, and we're blessed to have our listeners out there. But yes, Go Spurs, go, and, you know, have a great week, everybody. And may God bless you. We love you guys. Take care.
Transmitting the treasures of our Catholic faith to your radio every day. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles Catholic Church in Alamo Heights presents Dynamic Duos, a free mini-concert series every Thursday in May at 6:30 p.m. The concerts are open to the community and feature professional vocalists and musicians from the San Antonio music community. This year's series, entitled Dynamic Duos, takes audiences through a diverse soundscape of music with a different pairing of themes each week. For more information, contact the parish office at 210-822-3367.
Do you know that San Antonio has a medical practice that was named under the patronage of St. John Paul II? Dr. Stephen and Amber Pilkington opened Dignity Women's Center for the purpose of providing authentic women's health care in the area of OBGYN and mental health. Dignity Women's Center offers total women's health care and professional counseling in line with church teaching. You can learn more about the various services from Dr. Stephen and Amber Pilkington at dignitywomencenter.com.
We are all made in the image and likeness of God, yet we're uniquely made with no other person like us. As we communicate individuality made in God's image, we are to reflect Him by being the person He made us to be. We are to reflect His image by living our purpose. We are to live in His likeness by being the best version of ourselves. As baptized Christians, each of us are blessed with charisms given to us by the Holy Spirit. We can use these charisms to evangelize the faith and bring others to Christ. We also have natural talents. We communicate like God by first loving all of our brothers and sisters made in the image and likeness of God. How are you communicating like God with the talents and gifts you have been given? How are you loving others by the way you communicate? St. Catherine of Siena said, "Be who God made you to be and you will set the world on fire." So let's all set out to be the person God made us to be. This has been an Epiphany Insight, and I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communications evangelist.
Hi, I'm Nick De La Torre, host of Morning Joy, where truth matters. We're talking about the Holy Family. We're talking about Mary Gardens. We're talking about God's ongoing work to complete His grace in our lives. We've got guests like Father Sebastian Walsh, Marcus Peter, Rebecca Even, and more. Join us live and start your day with some truth and joy. Listen to Morning Joy every weekday starting at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, and subscribe to the Morning Joy podcast so you can listen anytime.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul. Catholic radio for your soul. Heard also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.